Somebody pray for me. Somebody please pray for me. Somebody pray for me. What more could you say to me? First day of third grade, topic of discussion at the kickball game is who's a new student, why he looked that way. Her 8-year-old expert determined I've got AIDS. A vote must have been taken, it became my name. I mean, literally, AIDS is my name, okay? It made its way around the school and eventually heard a teacher tried to catch herself as she yelled it to me. I tried to be invisible, honestly, wishing that the ground would just open up, swallow me. What kind of crime did I commit for this mockery? Guess I must have lost some kind of cosmic lottery. How am I processing this at a baby's age? It felt like I had a gut full of razor blades. I fantasized someone else to come take my place, 'cause they taught me to hate my face. Somebody please pray for me. Somebody pray for me. Somebody please pray for me. What more could you say to me? Imagine how my mama felt. Obviously, she wanna offer me some kind of help. Pretty white lady never probably dealt with this particular type of hell. If she dyed my hair blonde, maybe I could blend. Get a better response, maybe even a friend. She took me to the salon, put chemicals in my head. When they took the towel off, it was purple in the end. Lot of money spent just to get me presentable. Message that it sent, the real you ain't acceptable. I know what she meant, what else could she expect to do? That was just the lens that she viewed protection through. And so eventually I began to see that what grows out of me is my dirty little secret. I had to go back every few weeks to keep it. I think that part depressed me the deepest. Somebody please pray for me. Somebody pray for me. Somebody please pray for me. What more could you say to me? God for the grown-ups, the roll-up when they know it's time to hold us. The elder queen showed so much homegrown love. She said hair doesn't die, but your soul does. She said Elvis wore his hair in a pompadour so he could try to look like Muddy Waters more. But he would fry his crown so that he could lay it down like a white boy. They called it a conk before, until James Brown came, kicked down the door. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, my boy. That's the meaning behind the afros and all. Get free being what it is that you know you are. She said, beauty's the splendor of truth. You were never cut loose till you're suitable to you. And your living is the proof, just let it do what it do. Now watch him follow suit and try to catch up to you. Somebody must have prayed for me. Somebody pray for me. Somebody must have prayed for me. What more could you say to me?